Well, it is official. I will never even consider flying out of the St. Augustine Airport ever again. Never again. What the hell is going on?
What
is happening down there? What is wrong with this place?
Design flaw? Like, something's
not. There's nothing wrong with the design.
Okay.
It's operator error.
That's a lot of operator errors.
Yeah.
That's got to be more errors.
I talked about it. It doesn't take that long to get your license, and then there's a lot of people up there that probably shouldn't have their license.
I've never heard of an airport that's had 6 accidents like this in the past, like, what, 4 months?
Crazy.
Wild.
3 in 3 weeks.
Wild.
DeLand has them all the time. They're not even regulated. At least St. Augustine's regulated.
DeLand has them all the time.
Yeah.
Really? But they don't report them?
No. No, they're not regulated.
I want you to tell me every time DeLand has an accident, so I just want to know.
Yeah, they don't.
It's I don't know. We'll talk about it. Talk about it. 2 accidents over the
Feisty.
Weekend. Two crashes over the weekend. Insane. There's a lot more happening in St. Augustine as well. That is absolutely insane. We've got 4 arrested. Do you see this? For trying to steal a bunch of crap from the outlet mall again. It's just like the same stuff. It's like Groundhog Day here in St. Augustine sometimes.
Nobody wants it. It's in an outlet for a reason. Oh.
So you're saying it's okay to steal from the outlet
just
mall?
Just get rid of it.
Just throw it all out to the curb. Don't charge anything for any of it.
Should be free.
Yeah,
I guess. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're hiring these people to come in and steal. That's the only way they could get money. They get insurance money from
it. I should have been an attorney. They were suggesting for that to be stolen. Yeah.
We've got. I'll tell you what. Friday night, there were sadly a couple of individuals killed after the concert let out. Now, I'm not saying it was. I think it was further down the road. Not that it was necessarily correlated with the concert. But I will tell you, Saturday night, I went out there and just stood out there for about an hour and a half outside as they were letting out of the amphitheater. And I'll talk about it. I'll recap that experience for you. There's a whole lot going on. We've got some Flagler College basketball. We got a lot to get to here in today's show. It was a jam-packed weekend, and it's going to be a jam-packed week. So let's get to it. We will start by telling you that our friends at... Where do we start here? Bozard Ford Lincoln kicked off its 74th year serving St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. For 3 generations, their team at the dealership have grown to meet the needs of this great community. Out there at the Bozard campus at I-95 and State Road 16, they are filling back up with inventory from Ford and Lincoln, along with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got the state-of-the-art service departments, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership is complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for that Jiffy Burger. Pretty much the best burger, the only burger you need to know out there. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles and anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. They're Bozard Ford Lincoln, and they are driven to inspire. Also, our friends at KnickKnack Creative with the coolest website I've ever seen. Why? Because they design websites. They know what they're doing. They can design your website as well. KnickKnack Creative is a team of passionate artists and veterans of the graphic design. I mean, you can tell beautiful website right there as we scroll through. Creative and print industries, they do it all. They specialize in delivering branding and commercial design with exceptional originality and making a real impact. You can bring your ideas to life. Let KnickKnack Creative turn the light of your dreams on by opening your business or nonprofit and turning it into a reality. If you have an idea, they can bring it to life. They will make your transition into full-time entrepreneur an easy one, giving you confidence behind your vision. Experience matters. What can you create today? Check them out at knickknackcreative.com and see. I always like to say after that read, that basically all just means they're our local Shark Tank. You got an idea, you bring it to them, they can make it happen.
Yeah.
They want to invest in good people with good ideas.
Or they'll reshape the image, too. Like, if it's something that's not going to be successful, they'll say maybe this route. So that's what's really awesome about that company.
Yeah. Yeah, great people out there. You got to check out knickknackcreative.com. NICNAC. Also, big shout out to our friends at Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Willow in Maine, Chiba, Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Mama Thrive, Knickknack Creative, Cockadaddle Do. Get it in your restaurant today.
So good. We saw it all weekend.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seafood Fest?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man. All right. Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, happy Monday.
It is. Just a manic Monday. I'm like, motivational or manic? I'm going to go manic to today. Yeah,
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Clay, how's it going in the booth, man?
I'm doing.
Nope.
All right.
It's going.
All right.
Doing it well. Doing it.
I don't know how Clay's doing. He had two words to nail and
doing it well.
Troy, what do you got for us for question of the day, man?
All right, so question of the day, and it's not meant to be a negative thing, so I don't want people to take it to a negative. What body part would you change on your body if you could change it?
Well, that's just inviting negativity.
Oh, Troy. My God. My, what kind of question
answers you're looking for, Troy.
No, I've broken my nose three times.
Okay.
So mine's more about functionality than looks.
Okay. Oh.
So, I my nose doesn't work the way it's supposed to. I would fix my nose.
The schnozzle.
Okay. This is going to be a weird one.
Oh, gosh. I wasn't trying to take it there.
Well, you did.
Well,
it's wait till you hear the story of Stats.
It's going somewhere. No, this is weird. This is something I noticed over the last year. There's a lot of wind up here. I'm telling you, it's going to be disappointing with all this wind up. It's not going to be.
See, I thought yours was easy. I thought yours would be like, I'd fix
mine
my back.
Mine is pretty easy, but I'm trying to. Are you saying I have back problems? You saying my back is my spine out of order? Do I need to sit up straighter here? What's going on, man?
Pete, about 5 years ago, you couldn't stand up straight.
I know. I think that was 5 years ago. Yeah. Everybody hurts their back from time to time.
Now he's very flexible.
Very bendy.
Yeah.
I've noticed. I'm trying to really break this down. I've noticed that sometimes, like, if I'm standing.
The question gave me this much trouble. The show's going to be over.
I'm trying to explain it the best I can. If I'm standing next to a woman, and I've noticed it with women lately, who's like here, this tall on me when I'm standing up. I might sit down, and she's like an inch taller than me when we're sitting down.
So
I have a short torso. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
So that I've noticed.
Yeah.
So I would stretch the torso a little bit more, just like 2 inches. It's so weird. It's honestly so weird. I'm like, how are you taller than me when we're sitting down?
You would like your body to be more proportionate. I guess the torso,
that's a thing. Yeah. I'm
there's
gonna go
to do that's what we're calling it now, torso.
We're gonna call it now, it's just torso. I'm writing that down. I'm gonna go with my jaw because I have the extended cab here, this underbite. Ooh. So it's like I got the Sammy Davis Jr. jaw, so just mm-hmm. I'm sure I could probably pay somebody in Palatka to kick me in the teeth and it'll be all fixed. But I'm just saying,
that's not the way you're doing that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you got to push it back somehow. So yeah,
stick with the professionals.
Yeah, anybody got a baseball bat?
Not the guy with the leaning truck.
I'm just
take some jiu-jitsu classes. We should get slammed onto a mat and offer you a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have we got that?
Yeah.
I got insurance. Hey, Christy.
Clay, what you got?
I'm going to go with my chicken legs.
You got skinny legs.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever wear shorts?
Yeah, I'm wearing short shorts right now.
Oh, okay.
Short shorts?
Yeah. Not a sight to see.
Like Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Get it. Get those legs out.
It's laundry day, okay?
It's laundry day, okay?
He used to work at Hooters.
He was the one guy who ever worked at Hooters. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing what people have in these. I have to imagine they're interesting already.
Yeah.
All right.
Bringing us closer. Thank you.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, man.
Insecurity's flying everywhere.
Yeah, right.
What the hell kind of question was this to start a Monday, Troy?
Exactly.
Making everybody all insecure about themselves to start the week.
Thank God we didn't go motivational.
Man. All right. Let's see. Time for a quick check of the weather, Troy.
It's nice.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by a great company, Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com and gerealty.us. We now go high above the skies in the city of St. Augustine, where Clay Blasser has our traffic report.
All right, we're not going to go that high. Oh, okay. We're just going to do a little quick check of the roads here.
Okay.
Accurate, you know.
Yeah.
Figuring people give accuracy on a Monday.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
And look, the Chick-fil-A drive through had nobody in it. So
wow. Okay. Yeah. Always good to get a Chick-fil-A drive.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
McDonald's is actually backed up here.
Oh, wow.
So people are missing out. Just drive a little bit down the street, get the Chick-fil-A.
Yep. I agree. I concur.
Wow.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. Clay Blatzer on the ground this morning. Don't forget, we need stars to pay Veronica.
Yes.
Veronica on Friday. Shoot us some stars here today so we can afford her. Okay, let's see. Where are we going? All right. Another plane crash.
Yeah.
Small engine Piper aircraft. Mm. They say veered off the runway while landing. When I saw this the other day, I'm like, are you kidding me? They're repeating the story from Friday? They're republishing the story from Friday? No, totally different story.
Mm.
The other one was takeoff. This was landing. At the St. Augustine Airport, causing the propeller to strike a ditch and come to rest off the runway. The pilot and passenger sustained minor injuries, which is very, very good. Always good to hear.
Mm.
A couple of these have been fatal over the last 6 months.
Right.
And were treated at a hospital. I think only one was treated, actually, from what I heard, but this story says both. Mm. The FAA and NTSB will investigate the cause of the crash. Help me, Troy.
Yeah, seriously.
So when you land, you actually, once you hit the ground, you think you steer like a car. You don't. You control everything with the rudder with your feet.
Uh-huh.
So this person maybe tried to push on the brake and only pushed on one side and it could spin it around. Landing's much more difficult than taking off.
Okay.
The taking off one, I still question how that happened. But landing, I can see how this could happen if you're not steady with your feet.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you've ever ridden a motorcycle and gotten a little bit of whiskey throttle where you you get on the gas and then you can't get off of it and it gets kind of away from you for a little bit.
I mean, I rode a motorcycle as my everyday driver for like six months.
No, wasn't that like a Toyota recall or something?
But new people that get on a motorcycle, they'll get on the throttle and then they'll hold on to it.
I've seen that meme.
If you look at that, and that's kind of what can happen landing a plane because, I mean.
So do they need more runway?
No, it has not. This person stepped hard one way and ran into the ditch.
There's got to be an answer here, though.
It's not the runway.
Then why are we getting so many neophytes, so many newbies?
Because we have a flying school there.
Oh,
people get passed through that flying school. The regulations to get your pilot's license is too easy. I've been saying it for years. There's certain people. I mean, there's planes that are nicknamed Dr. Killers.
No way.
Yes, and it's because these doctors and wealthy people get out there and think they've controlled their entire world, their entire life.
Yeah.
And they get cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I think it's too easy to get your pilot's license. Mm. And, you know,
And for them, they can just stroke a check, so they don't care.
Yeah, no,
right?
I'll just write and they'll pass me and we're good to go. But I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are flying that should not be flying.
You got to have the finesse to be a pilot.
I just can't remember this happening. And I guess this will speak to, I think the runway is very small. I think it's a short runway. It's probably a regulation runway, maybe just the minimum regulation runway.
It's actually bigger than the average one.
I have a tough time believing
that.
I will have to compare because I swear to you.
You can check it.
I will.
Well, they need some bumpers or something because this ain't working out.
This one sounds to me like they stepped on, when they landed, they stepped on one, and that's going to turn that plane, and they hit the ditch when the, because it's a low-wing plane.
Yeah,
it's a Piper, it's a low-wing plane. So, to me, this one, I kind of get how this could happen because you can get a little woggly, and if you step wrong, you know, it could happen.
I mean, should we take a break? Like, maybe we take a break for like let's take a break for flying for a second here.
I think 3 this month?
Yeah.
What were the dates on those?
I gotcha. March 10th was the first one. Then the second one was March 23rd. And then the last one was March 26th.
I think we just need to make the regulations stronger on how you get your pilot license. I literally could have gotten my pilot license quicker than I could get my real estate license.
Golly.
Oh, yeah.
It's 63 hours to get your real estate. It's only 40 to get your pilot's license.
Yeah.
Try personal training. That's another one. Oh my God! What a it's hell on earth to get that license.
Yeah. No, and I know 16-year-old kids who it's pretty much honestly it's a money thing.
Yeah,
you know it really is. If you can pay for the class and go through the course a couple of times, they'll give you the license. Mm-hmm. They will. I think you're right about that, Troy. It probably should be more difficult to get your license.
Is there a different arena where they can learn? Maybe like maybe let's learn over the water. Is that safer? I don't know. This sucks.
No, that way they drown.
That would be worse.
I don't know. This sucks. Put a life jacket on.
Fly pillows down on the airport. Let's just line it all with mattresses and pillows.
Flying's easy.
That's where I live. I'm trying to figure it
out. Taking off and landing is hard.
Flying's easy. Even taking off's usually easy. Landing is a little more challenging.
Well, we need to figure something out. Some kind of innovation needs to happen. This sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
It seems like a lot. We had, and they seem to come in clusters of threes. I mean, this is the same thing that happened last year. It was one after the other last year.
I hope it's over.
Ugh. I hope it's over too. I hope something gets figured out. I'm not sure what the answer is, just not being an aviator.
I mean, you don't hear about this at the Jacksonville airport. Everything lands fine there.
I right? never hear Knock about wood.
I mean, no, they do have them They have similar problems at like NAS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Jacks Airport. You know, you don't have as much. You don't have as much individual pilots like this.
Mm.
And NAS is super wide.
Daytona, like, everybody loves it down there.
Well, like I said, the one I can compare it to is like the land.
Yeah,
they have similar problems, and they don't even have to talk to the tower there. They have to talk to each other.
Oh my God! Oh,
wow. So you got new pilots. You know, there's no school there, which I think the school factor increases our chances.
Probably does.
But
we got to do some regulation or something.
But in DeLand, when you land in DeLand, you're talking around you, and hopefully everybody's understanding what you're saying.
By what?
Because there's a lot of no, you
bullhorn out the window.
Hey guys, I'm coming in.
You have radios. Oh, everybody knows where you're at. They're pinging you constantly.
You guys know how to work radios in DeLand? Are you kidding?
Seriously? Is it a crank on the side? Glad that's our metric. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think it has a lot to do with the schools, and you know, I just feel they need better instructions, and certain people shouldn't be flying.
I mean, maybe that's it. These were elderly people. I don't know if they had just gone through the school. I don't know if the Friday accident had just gone through the school. I'm not sure about the school aspect of it. I mean,
yeah, and I don't. I'm speculating because I can tell you this: it's harder to land than it is to take off.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like from my experience, I flew almost every week for like 2 years. And that airport seems smaller. Those runways just seem smaller, man.
Oh, it's just because there's not multiple ones around you.
The length
is the same.
Mm.
Maybe.
I mean, or we wouldn't be able to get those, you know, 727s in there and 737s in there.
It felt like when we were taking off on those Frontier Airlines, man, that we were just barely clearing that fence sometimes.
I can tell you, you land in Key West, it feels like you're landing on this table.
St. Martin. Oh, like, my goodness. Like
you don't have to put your flaps out to take off here.
I beg your pardon. What did you say to me?
Exactly. Wow. Keep your flaps to yourself.
Keep your flaps to yourself.
But there's certain runways in Florida that you have to put your flaps up out just to take off to give yourself enough lift to get off the ground in time.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's on small planes. We're not hurting as far as the size of the runway. It's the skill set.
Mm. Okay. Well, I will say very glad that everybody is okay. From what I understand, the individuals on Friday were treated for burns.
Mm.
And these individuals were just sustained minor injuries yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it yesterday. I woke up to the story, I think, in the afternoon. I took a little nap Sunday.
Good for you.
A lot of stuff.
Stay rest.
Over the weekend. But, yeah. Yeah. I just couldn't believe that, man. Thought it was the same story. But just wild. Wild. And it's wild that it happens in clumps like this. Yeah. Just clusters like this. It just
that
seems
I don't
unusual.
Like. Yes. Not that we can pray to space it out, but you know what I mean? It's just, it does seem weird how it's in like significant dates or like on top of each other.
Yeah. We'll have to ask the sheriff when he comes in next week. I think we've got the sheriff in next week.
I got a buddy that teaches at the flight school. I want to talk to him and see if
that would be, make he a, would be good to talk to.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, let's if we can get him in here. That would be awesome.
I'd love to reach out.
Yeah, ask him like what's the hardest thing to teach the new students.
Yeah,
And talking on the radio is one of the harder things, and landings, you know, to me the hardest.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody says that. Everybody Got says it. Landing is the big deal. All right, man. Speaking of big deals, four arrested after trying to plow through a deputy after a theft at the outlet mall over the weekend. This is another thing that just keeps on happening, man. These outlet mall thefts, it's like we're a target. There has to be a website somewhere that's just like, hey, outlet malls in Florida to hit and steal from that nobody cares about.
Right.
This one. Luckily for SJSO, because there just seems to be no real security at this outlet mall. I don't know, and criminals must know this.
Well, they have their own police station at the very end.
Yeah, well, is it real police, or is it like, you know...
I don't know, the tinted security windows, not like I can, you know, like...
Excuse me, sir? How you are doing today?
Are you real?
Yeah.
You a real officer?
Would you want to come out and interview me in the parking lot?
Can I see your handcuffs? Right,
yeah. What's it's just, like? I feel like these rings know that... Because this is something I've noticed. If you come and steal from this outlet mall, they're going to post your picture up all over the place... But they're going to do that in St. John's County. Everybody in St. John's County is going to see it. But if you live in Georgia, they're not posting your picture in Georgia. Obviously, they don't even know where you're from.
True. Yeah.
They're not posting your picture where people are actually going to recognize you and see you and be able to identify you. So if I'm going to steal from an outlet mall, I'm going seven cities away to where people in their area might see my face, but they don't know who the hell I am. And that's what it seems like is going on with these rings.
Is it because it's easier to get like on the highway and then you can get away quicker, that maybe?
Absolutely has to have something to do with it. Because they're right there by 95. And you have to figure their plan of attack is once I get on the highway, I am home free. There's nobody. There's too much traffic. Yeah, you can blend in. Too much traffic. There's much more to worry about on the highway than trying to identify a car that you think may have. They can't pull over every black Honda Civic. FHP can't just pull over every black Honda Civic on 995. Or can they?
Well. It's actually, I think it's easier to catch somebody on 95. Like they did that lady in Volusia County over the weekend. She took off on a Mustang and they like blocked all their exits off. And then obviously got her off, and like it was like, I don't know, she went on like route 100 or something. And they finally got her, but they did the nails across the highway thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop sticks.
Right, yeah, that's it, stop sticks.
I don't think they're busting out the stop sticks for theft. That's another part of the equation.
They're not busting it out on the highway unless it's absolutely necessary
at those high speeds. Situation.
Yeah, it's definitely easier.
A lot of those times,
Davey, it's definitely easier to catch them on a dirt road than it is on the highway.
Yeah, okay. For sure. I stand corrected. Yeah.
Four lanes.
Once again, I'm wrong.
We'll turn the highway into water.
But think about it, though. These stores are covered by insurance. So it's like if I was a police officer, am I going to go risk my neck on, like, you know, some shirts from Polo or something? You know what I mean?
Definitely
not
a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they say how much was confiscated?
It was, well, they tried, I mean, obviously they were caught, so I don't think they got away with
anything. They got list anything in there? It's always like Michael Kors, always like, you know.
Right,
like,
Michael Kors was a big one at the old outlet mall.
Yeah, Sunglass Hut.
Polo, Nike, I think is a big one over here, too, and... The suspects allegedly tried to run over a St. John's County Sheriff's Office deputy, rammed multiple patrol vehicles in an attempt to evade police. Ooh. That's just going to guarantee that they're not going to let you get away after that. They are going to take you very, very seriously after that.
Yeah, then,
you know, you might see the stop sticks on the highway after they rammed a couple cop cars.
True story, yeah.
They're currently in police custody and are expected to face charges related to that shoplifting incident and, of course, the pursuit. That's probably going to be the bulk of their charges. Investigation ongoing, and thankfully, no deputies were seriously injured during this incident. But this is definitely a problem out there at the outlet malls, man. Another thing we see all the time. It feels like every weekend something's happening out there, and it probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is, whether we hear about it or not.
Well, I think they take us for granted, too. They think we're like some sleepy county, and that's just not right when it comes to our sheriff's office.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's right about a lot of other parts of our county, but...
Keep thinking we're sleeper.
Sheriff's office is on point.
We'll clean up the mess for you. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to reiterate this. This is something we talked a little bit about over the weekend, last week, but there's still a missing woman out there that was last seen in the Ocala National Forest. This is just a sad situation, and boy, we hope for a good ending. I got to tell you, a friend of mine had a family member that was missing for about 2.5 months, and they ended up finding her, which was very impressive. When a lot of people had lost hope, they ended up finding this person. So, St. Augustine woman missing after she was last seen in Ocala National Forest. The Marion County Sheriff's Office is asking for everybody's help. She's a St. Augustine resident. Her name is Teresa Hartley. She's 66 years old. We've got pictures of her in the 904 Now app on our Facebook page, so you might have to scroll down a little bit. We posted it last week, but check that out if you have seen her. She was last seen on March 10th. Near North Forest Road 88, approximately 1 mile south of North Forest Road 66 near Lake Delancey. Yeah. MCSO said that gave that information in a news release. Hartley and a friend were driving in the woods when their car got stuck. Hartley's friend told her to stay with the car while she went to get help. When the friend returned, Hartley was not with the car. Hartley's described as 5'8" tall and has blue eyes and blonde hair. Possible that she has a mental condition and may have become lost in the woods.
Poor thing.
I know, man. It's really, really sad. A law enforcement is concerned for her safety at this time. Anybody with information about Hartley's whereabouts is asked to call 911 in whatever county you may be in.
They should do infrared drones and see. Catch up a little bit of the heat, you know, maybe?
They have those.
Okay.
I know they do have those. I don't know if they've tried that already.
Dave Hartzell right here one time.
Yeah, there you go. Davey Hartzell
making suggestions,
lawyer suggestions, cop suggestions,
right here,
unqualified suggestions.
But still, my Dateline degree comes in handy. That's, I know.
There you go. So, boy, we hope for a good resolution to this situation, man. It's got to be hard for this local family here, of course, just absolutely, not knowing, just somebody just disappearing.
Prayers for Miss Hartley.
Yeah. All right, man. It's time for the Gas Buddy Gas Report.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I think gas has come down slightly.
Yeah, I had to break over and do it yesterday, so I'm interested in seeing what your report says.
Yep. Circle K at 7:15, 207 is at 3:31. It's a little lower, I think, than our lowest price lower last week. Yeah. Yep. The Sunoco at 21.99, North Ponce 3:32. We got the Owens at 780 South Ponce at 335. Your Mobil and Circle K at 800 South Ponce 335 as well. Jumped up to 339 with the Circle K at 4564 US 1 North. 339 at the Sunoco at 450 South Ponce as well. Also 339 at the Shell at 2350 North Ponce, 146 King Street, and 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard. Those all 339 as well.
Well, are you happy now that we can say that you were right?
What?
No, the cast is going down.
Yeah, not even listening, but go ahead.
I was actually checking on the length of the runways.
Okay. All right.
Scientists.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
I definitely want to hear the report on that, man. So thank you.
Well, awesome. Gas is coming down. Very cool. Exciting new sponsor coming soon. Smile
and
nice.
And don't just say it's longer if it's not, just to be right, Troy.
Oh. Well, I mean, there are three different runways, but the main runway is
not the one we have.
You know, well, it is. Oh. Maybe don't bend there.
Right.
The main runway is much bigger and can handle pretty much any plane that's made right now. So it's these two. If they were taken off of these two short ones, but 90% of the activity happens on 13 and 31.
Okay.
If you walk a zigzag while you're measuring it, it appears to be longer.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's what sounds like this guy landing did.
Yeah, right?
Sounds like he did a little zigzag. So.
All right.
And they do train on the larger runways. They don't train on the smaller runways.
Well, maybe they need to.
Yeah. No, that's the opposite.
Oh, maybe. Yamala. I am going to revolutionize this. I'm ready. Can't wait to talk to my friend today.
All right, man. We got some live music. Jim Lamb is going to be at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Brett Blackshear at Tradewinds Lounge at 1 o'clock. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Milltop at 4:30. Mark Hart at Tradewinds Lounge at 5 o'clock. We got Smoke and Joe Shower at A1AO Works at 5. Caleb Joy, Salt Life Food Shack at 6. Stu Weaver at Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill at 6 o'clock. Alberto Ciabalero.
Ooh.
Prohibition Kitchen at 6. Joe Downing, Pierre's Pub at 6 o'clock as well. The band, we don't know if they exist. It's possibly maybe a Tradewinds Lounge. Josh Tennessee Worthy is at the Milltop Tavern at 9. And that's it. That's it for the live music mic check.
It's a light day.
Yeah. David, tell them who brought us that, please.
Aren't you tired of looking tired? Willow and Maine. Don't know where to fix your frame? Take your mug to Willow and Maine. Stephanie, Amy, Skylar, Rachel, Carly are back together. Willow and Maine, from classic highlights to hair extensions. Oily, crunchy, curly, straight, limp, or wimp. No matter what, they can whip it and clip it into shape. Willow and Maine. Don't have a hair emergency? Give them a call today and book your next appointment. Check out their latest specials on their Instagram, Willow and Maine.
I'll tell you, everybody's nailing the reads today.
Thank you.
We've done pretty good.
That's why we don't let Troy do the reads.
Yeah, exactly why we don't let Troy do the reads. We want a perfect day every now and then.
Yes, we got to sound clip it out.
As I say that, that's probably going to set me up for failure on the Fidus read, but here we go. A local company for over 15 years, and all their employees live right here in St. Johns County. They're master elite contractors for St. Johns County as well, which not only means they're the best in the business, but it also allows them to offer you warranties that nobody else can. They care about our community, and they care about you. They care about you being safe in your home. So give them a call today. See how they can help you. Get them out there for a free roof inspection. 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers
and gutters.
So you're one part of the ad reads, Troy. You nailed it, man.
So
we're all flowing today. Man, come on, you guys. What was that?
Flowing. I just wanted to hear what the word you were going to choose on that one. You picked flow. All yeah, right, here we go.
Flow. I did pick. We're in the flow, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. The vortex of perfect. Okay.
All right. Let's see. All right, so it was a big weekend for music. A lot of people went out to the Widespread Panic show.
Okay.
I was there Friday night.
Were you? Yeah. It was a big night Friday night. Wild night. I talked to our friend Adam Lynn of Old Town Carts.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
Saw him out there Saturday. He's doing good.
Thank God for Old Town Carts. Yeah.
Boy, it's the cheapest ride out there. You guys got to take advantage of Old Town Cart when you see him out there at the amphitheater. But anyway, he said, like many people said, that Friday night was an absolute madhouse. It was absolutely insane. Now, Troy, when you were getting out of there, what was it like for you guys? What was your experience leaving the amphitheater that night?
Well, I've seen Widespread several times, so like I had the playlist. I knew they were two songs away, and I took off.
Oh, smart.
So we took off, you know, two songs before the end of the show.
Okay.
You know, and it just... Yeah, you know, we got away from everything, but I mean, I understand the accidents happened up near Celestino's, right there, closer to the bridge.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
I know the one happened there, but I don't know where the other ones happened.
And that's a hot spot for
I think that location. I mean, we lost somebody earlier in the year.
Yeah,
You know, so that spot's people are definitely going to have to look at.
We've always complained about it being dimly lit there. I think that's part of the issue.
It's the Zimmer mergers.
And there's murder. There's the merging. There's the bridge. You got Oddbirds right across the street. Sarbez, two highly trafficked areas that people go back and forth from, and they walk in the middle of that road, and it can be tough to gauge traffic on a night where there's a lot of extra traffic that can make things even tougher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will tell you this, man. Even just at the entrance to the amphitheater. And this is before we get to all the crazy flashing lights, the corners, the driving, all this stuff. Even just at the entrance to the amphitheater, well, I have a lot more respect for those people who direct traffic out there. Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you, they step out into the road, and even when they have the flashing lights on and the batons that they're waving, I saw them almost every time they tried to step out and stop traffic.
People just they're on their phones, they're distracted.
Yep.
You know, it's a dangerous situation.
It's really dangerous, man. There were people who I saw plenty of times where people almost didn't come to a stop when there were pedestrians crossing the road. Mm. Cops had to jump out there with the whistles and yell at them. I mean, it's confusing for absolutely everybody. You add in the fact that people are very drunk. Some people are trying to cross without the help of police around there. And it was the wildest thing to me, because I will tell you that within a block of where the police were, and I could hear it from where I was standing, there's kids filling up balloons of, I'm guessing this is nitrous oxide, I have to imagine.
Yeah, that's what they like, yeah.
If this is the thing. But you can hear it from where the police are standing. just like every 10 seconds.
Is that like the whippets? Is that
Yeah. It was a big thing when I managed Starbucks. That was the one thing that was stolen a lot.
And then there's kids standing on the corner huffing these freaking balloons.
Yep. Oh, your mouth.
Makes your heart rate go like crazy.
How old do I sound talking about that?
But I mean, it's the truth.
Kids today.
It is. But it is. And then they're huffing these balloons and they're crossing the street. I saw plenty of people almost get hit running out into the road.
Oh, my God.
And just not even paying attention. And cars having to slam on brakes. It is it's unsafe right there. It is not a safe scenario right there. There's drunk people walking in the road. They're walking in the bike lanes, like teetering into the road. It's a lot more, a lot scarier than I thought before I had went out there that night. You know, a few people in the neighborhood said to me after Friday night's deadly accident.
It's a lot of near misses.
A lot of near misses. Mm-hmm. A lot of near misses. And I appreciate the folks that just asked me to come out and witness it for myself and talk about it. Because it is, man. It's a tough situation to control. And there's a lot going. There is a whole lot of factors going into the safety in that area. And a lot of those factors.
And the sheriff's department does an amazing job around where they're at. And these accidents happened
further down the road.
And I'm sure they adjust their staff for a requirement because, well, like, obviously this is going to be one of the bigger bands, right? That are going to attract this kind of crowd.
And they have a nice system right there. I mean, that creates the safest possible scenario. You know, I parked at the Elks Lodge. A majority of the sheriff department's at the main entrance of the amphitheater there where they do the crosswalk. But like you said, I mean, so certain people, distracted drivers, they're not paying attention. And I've seen them go right through where people were crossing.
Yeah.
And a lot of near misses.
So. Lots. I saw plenty.
Should there be a light there then, maybe? Like, just used for concerts?
I think we definitely need to figure something out at that Sarbes area.
Especially, there's going to be more traffic.
They got to do something different at Anastasia Boulevard there across the bridge.
Yep, right away.
They got to do something. I don't know what the response is.
And it's not another roundabout, City of St. Augustine.
It's we've had too many accidents there. Yeah. That place and North A1A, to me, are ones they really got to figure out because we're having way too many accidents in those areas.
I absolutely agree, man.
We're all three at the same area right there on Anastasia Boulevard.
Sarbes?
They had an after party there.
Yeah, man. It's really, really sad. It's really, really sad. And I've talked to people who work at Sarbes and are around there a lot, and they say it's all the time. I mean, they see near misses all the time out there. And it is. It's tough to see past those hedges sometimes if you're a pedestrian walking across the street.
That's what happened to one dude.
You don't expect people to dart out into the middle of the road. There's glares from the lights. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
In that area, so
he was a county professional, they didn't see him, and boom, and then he got hit. It was horrible.
Yeah, so we definitely need to. It's time to figure something out there for sure. So, I think this should definitely be on the city's top priority list for that area. Or we're just going to keep seeing more deaths. I mean, we've seen a few already this year.
Masters Drive, they put speed bumps. Is that the answer?
I don't know.
People gonna get angry at me saying that, but I'm just saying, like, there got to be something.
Yeah, there does have to be something. I mean, the city needs to figure out what's going to be the best course of action there. It's not going to be a roundabout, but it's going to be something. It really
There's no
is
room for Let's a roundabout. Stop.
There's no room for a roundabout. Let's not even propose it.
Nah, they won't like it anyway.
But yeah, something needs to be done in that area for sure. Big safety concerns. All right, we got the Flagler Saints hosting a basketball game on Tuesday night. Flagler College Saints return to the St. Augustine area after a weekend road trip. In Augusta, Georgia, they won 2 out of 3 games out there, which is congratulations, Saints. The Saints going to be facing the Florida Tech Panthers. First pitch going to be at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night. Drysdale Field at the Flagler College Athletic Complex, which is just there off of Moultrie Road. Go there and check out a Flagler College baseball game. It's a whole lot of fun. Tickets are free for those with a St. Johns County ID or a Flagler ID.
Oh, cool.
Get more information at flagleratletics.com.
Beautiful.
Say hi to Blake.
Say hi to Blake. He's going to be out there.
Yes. Yeah.
He always makes sure we know when there's Flagler sports happening.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Troy, how do you want to approach the comments, man?
I'm just going to meander.
Okay.
On this manic Monday.
Meandering on a manic Monday. There you go. While you meander, I will shoot it to Davey so he can tell you about Mama Thrive.
Progressively improving for a better world. Mama Thrive is a multicultural maternal telehealth program under the Agape Family Health that ensures women get exceptional health care before, during, and after pregnancy. They provide resources and support to help mothers to thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. Their mission is to become allies with all women through their health journey, ensuring that minority women get access to high-quality healthcare before, during, and after pregnancy. Check them out at mamathrive.org.
Thank you, sir. Also, our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, that would be BHF Insurance. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 40 years. They specialize in the areas of homeowners insurance, but they do all types of insurance as well. They can handle pretty much everything you can throw at them. They have a small dedicated staff, which is huge for you. It means you can always get your representative on the phone. And if it's Christy, she's going to work out everything for you in minutes. She's amazing.
They can even insure the body part that you don't want anymore. Just saying.
That's right. Yeah. They actually can.
We've learned that.
They can insure my torso so that when I try to get it stretched, if anything happens.
Right. You can go back to where you were. Isn't that nice?
That's right.
Springs back.
Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office located in South Park, right across from the hospital. Get a complimentary assessment of your current policies, 904-794-5455. All right, Troy, what do we got in the comments, man?
All right, just a lot of things in the comments. Thank you for the stars, Jennifer, Linda, and Robin. A lot of talk about Clay's shorts, and people are saying your head's extra shiny today.
It is. Moisturizer. I had to do moisturizer on it because I got sunburnt.
Yeah, I got sunburnt on the head.
And so instead of it being, peely, it's all shiny.
All right, and my quick little thing on the airport. The longest runway is 8,000 square feet. It takes 7,700 for a 777 to take off, but it does take 8,500 feet to land. So a 777 can't land there, but it can take off there. But, you know, the planes that we're talking about are nowhere near that.
Right.
The two smaller runways are like 2,700 feet. Each. Okay. So it's a total of 12,000 feet of runway out there. But the big ones, if that's the one they're crashing on, we can't blame it on it not being big enough.
We got to fit. Yeah. I don't know which runways these two small planes landed on. It could make sense that they were landing on the shorter runways.
Yeah. And those are rarely open. Like even when I was doing my flight training, I never landed on any of the short ones.
Yeah.
Not once.
But for a bigger plane landing on that runway, you do have to pretty much get it right? Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of room for error.
I mean, it's a big room, and compared to a lot of the other ones I've landed on, it's big. So I don't think it's
the big runway.
The big runway.
Say big one more time. Yeah.
Big?
Big.
Should I say large?
At large, yes. Extended. Shake it up. It's a big runway. It's big. It's big. It's big.
But no, I wanted to know the numbers. I kind of had them in my head, but I wanted to know the numbers.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. They're bigger than Clay shorts.
Okay. All right. Longer.
Let's hope so.
It's Daisy Dukes. All right. Are we ready for Stodum Stat, sir?
Let's do it.
All right. Stodum Stat. On this day, 1998.
Okay.
This is an uplifting story.
Okay.
Today's the day that Viagra was approved.
Oh, jeez. Uplifting. Okay. There it is. Uplifting, yeah.
All right. See you, Troy. As I was reading about this, it was originally for high blood pressure and hypertension.
Yeah.
And they discovered that it had positive results on men.
Powerful.
Okay. The chemist at Pfizer.
This is what cracks
me up. Their names.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Are Peter.
Stop.
Dunn.
Okay.
And Albert Wood.
This is funny.
You combine both their names together.
It's Peter Wood.
Peter Wood.
I read it this morning. They changed their names after they discovered this product.
Never. And I had a whole thing about fingerprints and stuff like that. And I started reading this story as an afterthought. Oh, and I was like, oh, no, I'm going with that
you
one.
Have
yeah,
to.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I told you it was an uplifting story.
That information. Yeah. Wow. Very good. Yeah. Very good, Troy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
I could not pass that up.
No, that was good. That was good. That's Stardom Stat brought to you by a place that will uplift your soul.
Yes.
Yeah. And we hope nothing else.
Yes.
I mean, it could.
It could.
It's that good.
It's a lot of passion in pizza.
It's that good of pizza.
It's St. Augustine's Pizza right in between Riberia and ML King. Go check them out tomorrow. They're closed today. Plugs, Troy, what you got coming up, man?
Just going to be a good week. I'm feeling a good week coming our way.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm with you. Davey, what you got?
Hey, I got Sweatfest 90-minute challenge this Friday. I've randomly got some spots open, so if anybody's interested out there, $35, message me ASAP. They'll fill up.
Yeah, they will. Hurry up with that. Clay, what you got, man?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, good for you. Relax for the rest of your day.
Yeah, it's laundry day.
All right, man. Thank you guys out there for watching and helping us start the week off right. Download the 904 Now app. That is free for your smartphone, and everything is in there for you if you live here in St. Johns County. David, I'll be back at 3 o'clock. We will talk to you then.
Bye-bye.